For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton. It's Memorial Day weekend, and it's a time for more than just hot dogs and hamburgers, even though those are great. A lot of arts activities going on this weekend. Here to give us his weekly preview of those events is Rich Copley, who's an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. I always think this event sounds like fun. Rich, it's the Chamber Music Festival of the Bluegrass over at Shaker Village, and of course that takes place this weekend.
Right, and as you were saying, it's Memorial Day weekend, and that's become a real tradition down at the Shaker Village to have in musicians from the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center to play in a restored tobacco barn and a meeting house at Shaker Village. So it's kind of a cool melding of atmosphere and music. You know, it's been interesting to watch the festival evolve because it first started really as a creation of the folks over at the Norton Center at Center College, and in Shaker Village helped present it. And over the years, as both organizations have evolved, Shaker Village has emerged as the primary presenter of the festival. But still, the folks at Lincoln Center have been very loyal to it and are still a part of it to this day because they really like the atmosphere and the location and think there's a lot of potential there.
Over at Institute 193 in downtown Lexington, they have a show of portraits by the late poet and photographer Jonathan Williams. Rich, tell me about him and his work.
Well, he was really active between, in the late 20th century, or really the second half of the 20th century, and photographed a lot of really, legendary characters like Ezra Pound and people like that, Howard Finster. And he was a poet and an artist and photographer who kind of really helped meld, some of the more recognized literary and artistic society of America with, more Appalachian and roots-based arts and literature. So, a very interesting guy, took very interesting portraits. And this exhibit really came about between a relationship that had developed between Institute 193 and the Jargon Society, which is the publishing house that Williams founded. And so it's very interesting to see some of his works on display there.
And this Memorial Day weekend, there are surely some folks who want to get some gospel, and that's what they're offering over at the Woodford Theater.
Yeah, Smoke on the Mountain is a show that's now been done a few times here in central Kentucky, and it always seems to be popular. It's a show about set at a church in North Carolina, kind of a rural church, back in 1938, and the storyline is kind of that a gospel music family has sort of dropped in on this church for an old-time gospel sing, and there's a little bit of drama and stuff surrounding it, but mainly it's a big chance just to sing the songs and sing along to them.
Rich Copley, you have a good holiday.
You too.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. You can find out what's going on this holiday weekend by going to the Weekender section in Friday's edition of the Herald Leader. It's all outlined there. Also, event information is available at our website. Go to the events calendar at weku.fm. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.